When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
As Eamon would have mentioned in the news headlines, and we mentioned shortly beforehand, the first bus of Ukrainian refugees has arrived at Gormanston today. Liam O'Dwyer is the Secretary General of the Irish Red Cross. Liam, you're very welcome to the show. I know some people, they see these images of the army tents in Gormanston, and you know, it makes them uncomfortable. For others, their view is, this in any port in a storm? What's your view?
Well, it's the second. I look at it, and the first, actually. Of course, it makes people uncomfortable, and it makes me uncomfortable from a Red Cross perspective. But this is an extraordinary emergency. I mean, this is wartime emergency levels that we're at the moment. Like, nearly 43,000 people have come, and I think the context is very important. That it's a much larger cohort than certainly we would have anticipated. And then on top of that, I think the doubling of asylum seekers coming to Ireland puts further pressure on. So, in fact, the government's faced with it's a difficult time. And I mean, given the difficult time, the Gormanstown response is a reasonable response.
What then, can you talk us through exactly what is involved or what is out there in Gormanstown? What is there to greet these refugees who've arrived in the last hour or so?
Well, we understand that obviously there are department officials out there, and obviously all the food and the catering is there, and the registration facilities will be out there, and indeed bedding. But it is a temporary situation, so we're certainly anticipating that people will only spend 2-3 days there before they move to other facilities, and other facilities have become available. I know the government are working on some temporary facilities. They're working on institutional facilities, and those institutional facilities, I think, will come to pass. Some of the local authorities are also producing some larger buildings, which they're in the process of preparing at this stage for refugees to move into.
How concerned were you from a humanitarian point of view at those images of some of the refugees sleeping in Dublin Airport? Again, was it kind of a grudging acceptance maybe that, listen, there's going to be pinch points as we try to cope with these numbers, and that is an example of a pinch point?
Yeah, I think it is a pinch point. I mean, we have our members waiting at all the ports and the airports, and they're watching the people come in. And the people from Ukraine, I'd have to say, are hugely relieved to get here. And so I think when you read what people say, and certainly the reports back to us from some of our members who are speaking with the Ukrainians who arrive, there's huge relief. There's huge relief that they're going to be looked after. And yes, it may not be immediate. It may not be today or tomorrow, but they know that in the coming weeks that they will be looked after. And I think people respect that, the fact that they can receive social welfare, the fact that they can work, the fact that the schools will be available, and the fact that they're safe. I think all of these things matter. Now, look, the standard of accommodation is not what any of us aspire to. I think we all aspire to something else. But at the same time, just at the moment, needs must.
In terms of where refugees move on then to, I mean, you talked about that some of the big institutional settings that the government are working on. The other option is that they move on to some of these 9,000 homes or rooms that have been pledged by members of the public. That there seems to be a real problem getting them open and online, if we'll describe it that way. What is the problem?
Yeah, it's very slow. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to go on the radio and say it's not, because it is slow. I think there's a number of issues. I mean, the first, our role was to make certain that the properties were available, and we did that, and we have given the government the list of properties and all of the information regarding it. And they then in turn have passed that on to local authorities and to a number of other organisations that are doing the placement. And it is taking time. There's no doubt about it. It is a complex bit of business too. So, and on top of that, then you take the 6,500 shared accommodation, and we have been busy. We've completed the Garda vetting on the 6,500. But the problem with completing the Garda vetting is that it is a long, complex process whereby we're contacting people on the phone, by email, arranging a Zoom meeting, finishing the identification, and then on top of that, having finished the identification, we then send the form to them to fill in for the Garda vetting itself. They send that to the guards, and to be very fair, the guards are turning those around in 2 days, which is really a great result. But all of that has delivered only a third of the 6,500, and that's slowing things down as well, because the information, even though we certainly have met our side of it, some people simply aren't available. And on the basis of that, we can only give the department the information of the people who actually have been Garda vetted, so that children can be placed into those homes.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of fact that not absolutely everybody will be able to be chased down, or maybe their own situations have changed after having made a pledge. So the pledge will no longer exist, as it were. At the same time, I mean, is there something that could be done to speed it up? I appreciate you're saying you're doing everything at year end. I mean, are the government or local authorities diverting enough resources to this?
I can't speak for the government or local authorities. I know that the department that we deal with, Equality and Disability and Children, I mean, they are absolutely gung-ho organised, and they are putting pressure on everybody, including ourselves, I might add, to deliver. So I think from our end, certainly everything, there's huge pressure on. And not only at this stage, I mean, we're looking at the Garda vetting piece, because we're phoning people. So we're not just emailing, but we're following up with phone calls. And then if we've gone through the ID with someone and we haven't got the Garda vetting back, we're actually following up to find out how they're getting on with the form. So there's a huge pressure on all of us to make certain that as many houses as possible are available to the refugees coming in, because there's no doubt about it. I mean, they are a huge asset, and people's generosity is extraordinary, really. And I know, like, from the phone calls we're getting, people are also frustrated because some people have pledged their house ages ago, and we've been in touch with them. We've passed the information on, and they haven't heard yet. And that is frustrating. There's no doubt about that.
Liam, thanks a million for joining us. Liam O'Dwyer is the Secretary General of the Irish Red Cross. As I said, in about the last hour or so, the first bus of refugees has arrived at Gormanstown in that temporary camp that has been set off. As Liam explained, they're only meant to be there for a couple of days before they move on to more permanent, though still semi-permanent, accommodation, maybe in one of the big institutional settings that the government are working on, or maybe one of these pledged accommodations, a house, a room, whatever it happens to be, that the public has offered up. Our own reporter Aoife Kearns has been in Gormanstown today ahead of the arrival of the refugees, getting the take of locals.
Well, I think they have to go somewhere. So obviously there was a problem in the airport with them, and they couldn't have them stick there overnight. I'd like to see it just as a temporary measure, but they have to go somewhere at the end of the day.
Obviously it'd be tough conditions in this weather.
Oh, it would. Well, I know it is just at the moment, but this weather doesn't last forever. So it'll move on from that, and then I'd like to see them getting proper accommodation.
Obviously, can't we do as much as possible to give them, like, something at least, you know. But to be honest, it reminds me about the Second War and the Jewish people, you know. It's very sad, maybe. But anyway, I think the help itself, wherever it is, it's better than nothing. Because other countries, some of them, they do nothing actually to help them even, you know. I hope it's temporary and they will put them somewhere, you know. in the end, because they will not feel like at home.
Well, I don't really think it's fair for them to be in tents. Like, I mean, they're coming from a, you know, a war-torn country, and how they've had to get here, like, you know, and they've nothing, like, and then to put them up in tents. I mean, I know we've our own housing crisis going on at the moment, but I mean, there has to be another alternative. And, you know, for a week or two is not even good enough. Like, I mean, there has to be something more. Like, I can tell you from our house, like, we are absolutely sweltering. Like, we're going out to buy more fans. Like, so I can only imagine in a tent, you know, and from being in tents in the summer, it's disgustingly hot. Like, so, you know, these are marquee tents that they'll hold on heat even more. So, you know, I just think it's appalling to treat them like that. You know what I mean? Like, they, you know, they need support and they need help.
Yeah, that was Aoife Kearns, our reporter, speaking to locals in Gormanston today. Joan Dawkey is one of those people who has offered a room in his own home to refugees. We have received one phone call and no Garda vetting, nothing in 3 months now. So says Joe. Another listener says, we've created a two-tier refugee service and we're holding it up as something to be proud of. Imagine being Afghani or Libyan or Iraqi. We are telling them that their lives are of secondary importance. It is scandalous. Thank you for the text. 53106, the number. I'm sure lots of you out there might have noticed the preponderance of flying ants at the moment. Well, stay tuned.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.